I was at the game on Wednesday, too.
Were you?
Yeah, my brother and I went.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Where were you sitting?
Section 108. It was like okay. Nice
tickets.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a Theo hookup? Lencastr?
No, my brother just got some tickets and we went.
Very
nice.
Great. Very cool. Did they give you tickets for playing with them?
Len's gotten me tickets before.
All right. Good to know.
Poor Brendan out there in the bleachers by himself.
I was sitting by myself.
You suck. You guys are sucking. You're yelling at the bullpen. Stop sucking.
No.
Their bullpen suck?
No, their bullpen's been great. They had a horrible weekend, but up until that, I think they're overtaxed.
It's the White Sox bullpen that sucks.
Oh, they're god-awful. Yeah, one of the worst.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm, total garbage. So I'm by myself. So
they gave up three errors and gave up six unearned runs. I know that. That's all I know about the White Sox from the weekend.
Yeah.
And James Shields started that game.
He tends to start a lot.
And it was 11-2, so he did some damage as well.
Oh, he always pulls his weight. Yeah. He can count on the shielder.
Yep.
So I was by myself, so I was like, I'm going to keep score because it looks like you're less of
look at him,
like
man.
You're really into it or something, God, or you're just not.
He's probably a scout.
Yeah, I forgot my radar gun, so I'm sitting out here.
I haven't kept score in years, so I was, I was kind of enjoying it a little bit, and I kept score.
Fourth inning.
Got myself a beer.
Did you do it Little League style or Major League style?
I actually brought my scorecard.
All right.
I'll let you take a look.
All right. Because, you get used to doing it Little League style if you're involved with Little League because they have...
Get the big pad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I used to know how to do it, and then I get a little confused. Yeah, you didn't... that looks legit.
Yeah. All right, so I made it through the sixth inning.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's...
They put it away at that point. They're, 4 or 5 to nothing at that point.
That's good. Good job.
And so I'm...
Frame that, man.
Right. Well, I'm walking out.
Did they win or lose?
They won 4-0.
I'm sure I could figure that out. I just
didn't. And I was, I was being pretty.
Are you supposed to fill in the home runs? That's
like fill it in like if
or
yes.
the runs.
Yes.
I can never remember if that's Little League or Major League.
According there's directions on another page, and you are supposed to, but then I couldn't understand because then if you say you hit a home run, you put HR in the middle, then you color it in. Yeah, so how do you remember? But so there must
lightly shade it.
Yeah, that's what
gradient
I
gradient tones
for the Schwarber home run. I just hit I just shaded around it.
I did a nice dark HR, and then I did about a 30% translucence on the shading,
so you could tell what he did.
Bring some chalks with you next time. Some grays,
yeah.
Some blacks.
So after the game, I'm walking out, and an old man stops me. He's like, "You keep your scorecard?" And I was like, "No, you want it? It's all yours." He's like, "No, I meant, did you keep score? Did you keep the scorecard?" I was like, "Yeah, I did." He's like,
"That's old man speak."
He's like, "I just." I just have to shake your hand. A young man like you out here keeping score, it reminds me of, you don't see many a young man doing that anymore. I was like, thank you for calling me a young man. That's awesome. But, and he was like, he was so proud of me. He shook my hand. He's like, I remember the first game I ever went to with my grandfather, and we kept score. It was Whitey Ford versus Tommy John. And he kept score, and he let me keep the scorecard, and I still have it framed. So he's like, I just wanted to say that I really enjoy the fact that you were keeping score. So I'm like, you're the pride of your generation or something.
I only made it to the sixth inning, though.
That's the game.
I didn't admit that to him. He's like, all right.
Isn't that the game where Whitey Ford performed Tommy John surgery on Tommy John?
It was epic.
He created it.
Yeah, which is a weird thing, a hard thing to score.
Bloody.
Right. But he shook my hand, so then I was like, wow, maybe I am a great guy.
You win the Pete Zimmerman Award for the week.
Exactly.
Keep score.
It was a total Pete Zimmerman move sitting there by myself.
Keep it score.
But I was at the same time, I was dumb enough to not wear a hat to that game. So that's where I'm wearing a hat now because I got such bad sunburn.
It looks like you had forehead.
Rescued a dog from a fire.
Yeah. So my forehead's peeling a bit. So it's unsightly. That's where I'll be wearing a hat the next couple days.
Okay.
But
thank you.
Because
appreciate the courtesy.
Sure thing. But so afterwards, I was like, wow, I really am a great guy. So I went and bought myself a beer and a bratwurst at Murphy's.
Then did you fill in the last three innings?
No, I admitted to him. I was like, I only kept scored through the sixth, sir. He's like, that's still
forget what
good.
I said. Layabout. Dropout. Why, I wouldn't frame that. I went to war. The guy couldn't be that old. I mean, Whitey Ford and Tommy John, I mean.
Yeah. What's
probably
that,
my
50s,
age, right?
In the 50s.
Late 50s, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He seemed like an 70, old-timer.
70, 70.
Yeah. He seemed like, you know, he had all the the makings of an old-timer, including wanting to shake my hand. Young man, come
young
here.
Young man. And what did he say? Did you keep the score?
He goes, did you keep your scorecard? He asked, you keep your scorecard? And I said, no, you want it? Here you go. It's all yours. He's like, no. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you keep
some improper, improper old man verbiage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
What about the little pencil? Do you still have that?
No, I do.
Now they sell you a pencil with a full pencil with an eraser, a Cubs pencil, like
a World Series ring on it.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody gets one.
I couldn't find a scorecard in the bleachers. I had to go all the way to the grandstands to buy one.
How much are they now? They used to be 50 cents.
The pencil was 50 cents and the scorecard was $2.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
So,
hey, we went ahead and put the electronic one up. So, I mean, if you want to go old school, it's going to cost you a couple of bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be all worth it when I get kudos from an old man.
What about it? No ladies in the?
Not at Cubs Park, no. No. At Murphy's, there were. I mean,
really? In the bleachers?
In the bleachers,
it was a weekday.
Yeah, it wasn't overwhelming. Yeah, I saw, you know, there were some bachelorette parties and stuff, but nothing that was.
I saw a bachelorette party.
Yeah, where at?
In New Buffalo. We went up there, and we were leaving to go somewhere. To go home, I think. And we had some dog dishes that we were taking home to give to Matt because his dog is going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a kind of a big, it's like a, I don't know, it's a thing. Like a piece of furniture that the dog dishes go in and then underneath you could put the dog food. And we had that for Mabel. And Rosie's, you know, she have to get up on a phone book to eat out of it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm bringing it to Matt, and I had it, didn't have it secured properly, and the dishes were clanging, the two metal dishes. So
sure.
I stopped and I got out, and like, eight girls dressed up kind of like slutty.
Uh huh.
And it's like, I don't know, 10 a.m.?
Yeah. Mm hmm.
They're coming out of this rental house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bus waiting for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then one girl turns back. She went ahead to talk to the bus driver who pulled past the house and then didn't even bother to turn around and come back. He just, classic New Buffalo attitude. And she goes back to her friend. She goes, we can bring beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got super excited. And then they went back in the house to get beer. And I don't know. I think they were on like a wine country tour. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Or I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were dressed up pretty slutty, quite frankly, for a wine country tour.
Got to do it for the bachelorette party. That's, yeah.
Doesn't matter?
Oh, yeah. You dress, you know, sexy.
They look like they were still dressed from the night before.
Oh.
Kind of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a
little breakfast wine.
I shouldn't say slutty, but it was 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Maybe they were, but they could have been going to a casino, I guess.
Sure.
They could have been going to the casino, but still, it's 10 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that seems like wine country.
I said to Jenna, "Why don't you go back and I know you haven't finished your book yet, and I'll just follow this bus, see where it goes.
Yeah, just make sure everyone's cool.
Yeah, they're drinking awfully early. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. Want to keep an eye on
in a father kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah,
and that was at the, so that was right outside your
right your outside bus. Our gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.